Okay, so the Biden administration wants you to snitch on your neighbors, and they're using white supremacy as an excuse for you to do it. Just the most lefty little liberal thing to do. Why not? So anyway, as a black man, I know exactly how the liberals get down. They use racism for everything. Liberals do this whenever they want to push an agenda. They always use racism. Like, for example, YouTube. They started off with their censorship policies. They started off with censoring white supremacists. And from there, they moved to censoring everyone else. It always starts there. Okay. So what Biden is doing with the Biden administration, I can't say Biden because it's the people that control him. What he's doing on the surface looks good to a lot of people, but if you have a brain, you understand. They're bringing in, they're bringing in the Gestapo. They're bringing in Nazi Germany. They're turning the United States into Nazi Germany. Okay. This is from GOPUSA.com. It says, Biden administration encourages Americans to report radicalized family, friends, coworkers. So they want you to snitch on your radicalized family, friends, coworkers, if they appear to be extremists. Now, you might be saying to yourself, well, we do need to combat terrorism, right? Yeah, I know some people think, you know, that there's this huge problem in America. But again, you can't take anything for face value anymore. You have to understand the hidden agenda and the actual game plan here. The strategy is to work this in to get you used to snitching on your neighbors, telling on your neighbors. Now, you might be saying, well, if I feel like my neighbor's a terrorist, shouldn't I tell? If you see something, say something. After all, what they're really doing is setting the tone, setting the stage for little lefty liberal Karens to call the police or the whatever authority on their neighbors who have opposing political views. This is the strategy of these lefty. They're not liberals, okay? They're really communists. They're really They're really communists, and they've shown that over the way they handled the pandemic, the way they censored, the way they used big tech to pretty much quiet anyone with a opposing view other than theirs. So what they're going to do is they're going to use this as a political weapon, and more importantly than that, they're going to try to lock up their political rivals. And not just political rivals as in politicians, but citizens. Because that's their main rival. Their main rival are U.S. citizens. That's what they really hate. And that's what they really want to, they really want to destroy America. That's why the lockdowns were so important for them. Right, the lockdowns were so important. The destruction of the working class, the middle class of America, that was very important for them. All right. So this is another. This is another tool that they have. We must combat white supremacy, right? Because in the eyes of liberals, Republicans are just white supremacists. so they can play that game. And trust me, they've kicked that to the black community for years. Trust me, I'm black. I know. I know how the game is played. Meanwhile, it's the Democrats that mooch off of the black community for their votes and then don't do a damn thing for them. Look at Baltimore. Look at Chicago. And Trump was one of the first people, if not, well, I would say on that, on the level as far as being the president, he's the first person I've seen that really stepped up and really said something about it. Like, look at Chicago. Look at the murder rate in Chicago. This is not good. Somebody needs to do something about this. But they call him a racist for that. Why? Because they love, when I say they, I'm talking about these, the left, right? Democrats. They love this cycle, this vicious cycle of keeping black people down. Not all black people, because not all black people are down, obviously. But I'm talking about those in the ghetto. Keep them down. Keep the crime rate high. Keep the cycle going. Keep the cycle going. Let's keep this cycle going of in prison, out of prison, in prison, out of prison. You know, voting for the Democrats. Them coming to pretend like they're coming to save the day. Meanwhile, they continue to make the conditions worse. Just look at Lori Lightfoot over in Chicago. That's all you have to do. If they really cared about black America, they would really be doing something about black America, particularly the ghetto. But they won't. They refuse to. Why? Because it benefits them politically. So this is another thing that benefits them politically. Labeling every citizen that has an opposing view to the extreme left, right? Anyone that opposes their communist agenda, their communist propaganda, their authoritarianism, anyone that opposes that is going to be labeled a white supremacist. Hell, I'm black and I'm pretty sure they would label me one. Because that's what they hide behind. That's their go-to. And the fact that a lot of black people haven't figured that out, it saddens me. But, you know, I was there at one point, so I can't pretend like, you know, like I've always been aware. I was there at one point too. You know? But they are definitely going to use this. And this is another reason why, and it says here in the article, they're talking about the January the 6th breach of the Capitol. They're going to use this to attack their political rivals, to label them as extremists, to censor politicians. All it takes is a false flag event somewhere. A shooting, a bombing, or anything. A false flag event anywhere. Right? And all they have to do is dress up some people to be, I guess you can call them white supremacists or whatever. Or they can dress them up to be, I don't know, the Proud Boys, you know, or whoever, whatever group, and say that they're right-wing extremists. They'll take that, use that, and then the next thing you know, they're censoring anyone with a view that's different from theirs. That's what they did with the Six. They censored Trump because of what happened on January the 6th. You know, you think they won't do the same thing? Trust me, they have plans for the future. Their plans are to bring out or roll out, I should say, as many false flags as they possibly can until the world views the right. So everyone is looking at the Republicans, the conservatives, as terrorists. Right? And then they can justify censorship. Not just censorship, but locking up their political. Look at what they did on January the 6th. I'm telling you, even people that did not go inside the Capitol, they arrested them just for being there, to be there to protest, which you have the right to protest in the United States of America. And you had little lefty liberals sitting there saying, well, good, lock them all up. For protesting? You're celebrating people being locked up for protesting? This is just another political weapon by the Biden administration. Biden administration encourages Americans to report radicalized family, friends, co-workers. This is very personal. Please, this is what they're saying. They want you to report them to the government. And then what they're going to do is they're going to put them on a no-fly list. They're going to be marked for life, monitored, which everyone is monitored anyway, but they'll have that hanging over them. And because of the nature of things in this country now, is very easy for a Democrat to label someone a right-wing extremist or a white supremacist. Very easy. All it takes, I'll give you an example. All it takes is for someone to say, I don't agree with Black Lives Matters. I don't agree with Black Lives Matter rioting. And someone say, oh, my God, this white guy over here disagrees with Black Lives Matter. And they can take that and flip it and say, he's saying Black Lives don't matter. And that's not what he said. But you know how liberals are. Liberals are, you know, they're pretty stupid. So you'll have some that are truly that ignorant, naive. They lack comprehension. Anyway, they don't know how to comprehend anything. Liberals are pretty stupid when you really listen to them talk, and they whine and they cry and they're always offended about everything. They're offended about every damn thing offends them. So you can imagine. All it takes is, you know, hey, I don't agree with Black Lives Matter flipping over a car or setting a building on fire. Oh, my God. You don't agree with Black Lives Matter? No, that's not what I said. I didn't say I don't believe that Black Lives Matter. I'm saying I don't agree with the protests turning violent. Oh, my goodness. You are a right-wing white supremacist terrorist. I must call FBI. Because the Biden administration told me so. We're in this together. I'm telling you. Don't worry. They're going to find one for Black people too. That one's coming. Don't worry. It's coming somewhere down the road. But they've already filled their prisons up with Black people. Like, I see white people all the time talking about, well, what about Black people? No, don't worry. They've already filled their prisons up with Black people for years. Now they're getting ready to make this into a political weapon. And they plan on using it. Even if they don't use it right now. Even if they don't use it right now, just the fact that they're getting you used to the idea. That's the point of it. To get you used to the idea. Trust and believe me. Trust and believe me. So, I don't know. I feel like at this point, the left is already gone. They've jumped off the roof. They're in the insane asylum, and the White House is being ran by the Looney Tunes squad.